Shirchov Aleph, Gimel Kislev, Parz V'Yetzir.
Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Nashe be'amse mileba'al. What is chazis? He puts cement outside the wall. B'meil it's a cement that the person on the other side did it. Frek b'gmore v'nevid milegav. Put the cement inside. Ovid chavrei milebar ve'omar didi v'didayu. If he will do it from inside, his friend will add cement from outside. Yochi ashanami the kolif lechavrei. So what helps that he puts the cement outside? His friend will peel it off. Ve'omar didi v'didayu. So more klufa meida yedia. Klufa meida yedia. And here the Gemara can't say the other way around. The Gemara can't say, make inside, and not to be choishes that the friend will add from outside, and the Gemara will say, lifufa meida yediya, because in cement there's no mustak of lifufa meida yediya. The other guy could add cement from outside. Maybe the Gemara says, you make cement from outside, and there's no chash that your friend will come inside to you, and there's no chash that he will peel it off, because klufa meida yediya. Hutze, Omar Rab Nachman, snufa yarche milebar. When you finish to make the hutzim, you bend the edges outside. V'neved milegav. So the Gemara Ovi namid chavrei milebar v'omar didi v'didayu. And here you can say again lifufa meida yediya. Yochi ashto name gais v'shodile. What helps that he does it from outside? His friend will cut it off. V'omar didi v'didayu. And Tesis Nomud Aleph says that is no chash to say gzuza meida yediya here, because Vayis says when you cut the hutzah, it's not meida yediya. So the Gemara mashrek leitine, he puts it with cement. The Rabbeinu Gershom, he can make us guys. Zog the Gemara hashta nami osa chavrei v'koliflei, he will take off the cement. Klufa meida yediya. I'm talking a supik now, a maskone that klufa meida yediya, he also has to make snufa yarche milebar, or it's enough just to make cement from outside. He said, make the hutzim outside. Zodim, my friend will cut it off. Put it with cement. He will take off the cement. Kelufa meida yediya. So now maybe it's enough just to put cement. You don't have to also snuf a yarche milebar. Rav shonish, veisach nish. Abaye omar hutze les letakante elo bishtore. No, Abaye is choishesh to both things. Abaye is choishesh to both things. He's not soymech and the kilufa made a yediyah from the cement. Zeh loshon Rashi. The svir leiknufa the kilufa the tine me'alye me'iluyah hutza lo yadine. Cement that goes off a hutza, people don't realize. So me'ale is a chash that he will peel off the cement. Again, nish klor, if we hold the fina fru azman doma, it's cement with snufa yarche, or only tine alein, or mikol mekoyim dosi de gemore. Mikol mekoyim dosi de gemore. So now, lom again, kesei de radvor. So the first man doma holds, hutza also has a takone, bechozis. Abai oma, hutza les le takante elo beshtore. Zogt rabini yeine, פשט אין אבייה. אבייה אומר, הוצא לס לתקנת אלו בשטורי. זוג רבני יינה. What is the פשט? הוצא לס לתקנת אלו בשטורי. That אבייה holds that while הוצא it's so easy to peel off, so במילה is no תקונה אלו בשטורי. Only with a star. Only with a star you take a no. Only with a star you take a know that he did it. Zogda bin Yenis, even if he will do a chazis, chazis will not be a raya anymore. While everyone knows that in Hutze, chazis is a shvache raya, so people don't rely on it anymore. So while people don't rely on it anymore, so I didn't make a mechoh if he made a Hutze. So b'meile, even if he puts a Hutze, Hutze is nishken raya. אז זה רבי נהיינו לפשט. אומר רבי יהוצה לס לתקן תהיה לו בשטורה, and while חוזיס is not covering because the mice and the person could take it off, so people don't rely on חוזיס, so now if my friend made a חוזיס, יחמר נשכן מחוי. Because people already know that חוזיס is נשכן ראי, people already know that חוזיס is נשכן ראי in a הוצה, so even if a person made a הוצה, a חוזיס is נשכן ראי, even if a person made a חוזיס is נשכן ראי. אז זה זוג רבי נהיינה. יבין זה ראי פעם דהמשך הגמורה, בסביב בעצת השם, דהמשך הסוגיה, הראי ברור את הדעת פעם המשך הגמורה. רב שמואל אז מדייק אין דהראי ודין דשיטים וקובץ אז נאט לג דעת. הבאי אז מסכים דת חוזיס אז הראי אין הוצה. אז הבאי אז בי סמארט? זוג הבאי בי סמארט? And don't rely on the חוזיס, because the person could peel it. Be a חוכל. Don't rely on it. Make a star, aber aval lo yitzuyer. You don't have a star. Lo yitzuyer, you don't have a star, and you have a chazis. Aval the chazis is a raya. The Gemara only meant to say, Amar Abaye, if you want to be careful, if you want to protect yourself, write down a star. Don't rely on it. Reb Shmuel b'shem deraivet. So no, the Rabbi Yehine does it, the Iker Shita of the Rishonim hold that Abaye holds that Chozis Bichlal doesn't help in a Hutzah V'dafne. Chozis doesn't help in Hutzah V'dafne. In Hutzah V'dafne you have to have Dafke Ashtar. While people don't rely on it, but made a Sigol Nisht. And the Raivet Zog Nisht Azeh. And the Raivet holds that it helps. That's the Einzach. We'll see later in the Hemshach HaGemor, it's Kimat Muchach Lehedi HaZev Rabbi Niyayne. We will go the Vail HaZev Rabbi Niyayne. Now, as another Oredo, the Achroini Mass, I don't want to go into it. How you could write a Shtar? Shtar you have to have Midas HaMischayev. Aidim can write stories and stories. Person is mischayev, money to the other person is a musik of das a mischayev. Here Rashi says klo im oso echot yovi aidim. He doesn't ask the other guy if he agrees or not. V'yachtumuloi, he builds. The aidim see that he builds, and they sign for him that they know that he built. Where's the other guy that is the loser, that's a potential loser, that when it will fall, he will claim that it's his. And the guy that built it will take out the shtar against him. He didn't say that he's masking, there will be a shtar against him. How you write a shtar without das HaMischayev? So it's a big arichas, it's not the noise that we're going to. Weisto is that you don't have to have the chaygavne das HaMischayev. Das HaMischayev, you only have to write down when Eidim see, lemoshel, that I take money from someone. I borrowed money from someone. So now I owe him. So that guy asks his Beis Din, write a shtar that he owes me money. You saw it. The Teretz says, oh, with that shtar tomorrow, I will have to pay. The Mischayev has to agree to writing the shtar. Even that they didn't even know the truth that I owe money. Here, I build a wall. The other guy is not a loser. He's just a never a winner. It's not that someone is taking something from him. He's not a mischayev. When I borrow money from someone, so I have to pay back tomorrow. So the guy that I owe him money says, write me a shtar. The halacha is, they only can write if I agree that they will sign that I have to pay tomorrow. Because it's against me. We ask Akasha, they sign that the wall belongs to Reuven. It's against Shimon. It's against Shimon. I'll ask Yeshayla. Maybe, not only Shimon has to agree, the whole world has to agree. That the wall belongs to him, and after the whole world, tells nishkin mechutanim, right? The guy on the other side of the wall is also nishkin mechutan. He never paid money. It's not against him. They know that I build a wall. What is the other guy? Gonished. They know that I build a wall. So while they know that I build a wall, Val they know that I will build a wall, and the mele, I paid money, and the other guy does not give me schayim. Rabbi Cholan speaks about the koyver shiurim. I'm saying again, there's a mokum to be marich. We can learn shtos itzraf a ganze shiur farzich. Ain't the mekoyver. Rashi is mamshich. Zogt Rashi, v'im asov shnayim yoidu edim v'yachtemu. The sphere lay klufa de tine ma'aliyo hutzel lo yadir. So Rashi says pshat in Abaye, hutzeles et hakandela b'shtoref. One guy does it, write the shtar that it's his, and if two guys do it, write the shtar that belongs to both. Frek de Rashash ashtar kekashe. Frek de Rashash ashtar kekashe. Frek de Rashash. If two do it, you have to write a shtar that belongs to both. Why? The Gemara in the next line of the Gemara zogt hazeh. Aval im osu mida ashneim oisim chazis mikan umikan. Omar li rov miparzik el ravashi lo yasu loy leze veloy leze. When two people build together, instead of doing a double chazis, don't do chazis at all. What is the why? Rashi says pshat. We'll learn it in a second more about Chove. Because the fact that it's no chazis is a proof that belongs to both. Taisa says in the base, Atzmam and Amutal v'Safek Chayikim. But either way, the Gemara is asking a kasha when two people build together, is unnecessarily that both will do chazis. Pum fakel. No one will do chazis, and the mele will be achnoiku. Other else, the fact that it's a raya from the fact that there's no chazis. Other, Atzmam and Amutal v'Safek. But as they zog the Gemara, that when two people build together, you don't have to do a chazis. Vos enter the Gemara. Why, when two people build together, you need to do a chazis, and you don't rely on it that there's no chazis? The Gemara has one of the two, the Gemara answers one teretz. Hoche may askinen, the kodim chad minayu v'ovad idei. Lefi our girsa is, one of them went and already did. So the other guy has to do. The Rishonim Girsa will be Dil Mekodim Chad Minayu Ve'ovid. We'll see the Gemara in a second. But the answer is, you know why when two people do, you have to do a double chazis? Because if not, one of them will do a chazis, and he will claim that it's his. So don't leave it to him. Just do a double chazis. You will leave it open. You will want to rely on Mamon Amutal B'Sofek. And the fact that there's no chazis, what if one guy will do it? But here, Zog de Rashash, Behutze, chazis doesn't help. So it's no chash that one of them will do a chazis. Because chazis doesn't help, like a b'niyayne. Chazis doesn't help behutze. So b'meile, if chazis doesn't help behutze, so if both do it, just don't do a shtar, don't do nothing, and b'meile will be achleiku. Why Rashi says that when one does, he has to do a shtar. And when two do, you have to do a double shtar that belongs to both. Why have to do a double shtar that belongs to both? Don't do a shtar at all. And the fact that there's no shtar will be a right that belongs to both. Or the fact that no shtar will be ma'amud of cholkim. As even the Gemara says later, that v'lo yase lo ilaze v'lo ilaze. And the answer of the Gemara, dil mekodim chad ve'ovid, is not shayach b'utza v'dafne, because b'utza v'dafne l'fi abaye, as even Rabbi Yehine, chosi doesn't help. So why Rashi says that you have to have both of them writing a shtar? What? Why you need a shtar, David? Why you need a shtar? Don't do no shtar. You don't need a shtar. And Gemara says, lo yase lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. You don't need a shtar. Answer me. Why you need a shtar? The Gemara says you don't need nothing. Misafik will be achleiku. The fact that there's no chazis will be achleiku. The Gemara answers a chash that one of them will do on them. Even bechazis that is a takana of chazis. But when two do together, the Gemara says you don't need a chazis. Fakad, you leave it without, and we know to do achleiku. As I frag the rashash. What does it get? Behutza doesn't help. The next Gemara,
maybe one of them will come with a shtar.
He'll make up a Mazayef. I'm telling you, Mazayef, it's good for you to have people around you. You know, a guy will take a shtar. You owe him $1 million also, the same guy. Why? Also here, Eidim, Manufshach. Not Choshes to Eidim and Mazayef. Zog de Ktsois, Aposhte Teretz. Zog de Ktsois, is Rashi Leshitoso. Rashi learns Pshat in the next Gemara, like we're going to learn in a second. Then when the Gemara asks the Kashi, Lo Yase, Lo Ileze, Ve Lo Ileze, When the Gemara says lo yase loy leze ve loy leze, Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is will be achloiku why. Zogt Rashi, the fact that there's no chazis is a raya that it belongs to both. Not al tzmam and amuta besafek cholkim. Als the fact that there's no chazis, Rashi dibur amasri lo yase loy leze ve loy leze, ve arei siman shelo yase o echol bishaloi. Sheilu aso hoyo oise chazis mi bachutz. We have a raya. Zog diktzoris, this is good in chotzer. That chazis helps. And biko, that chazis helps. And gino, that chazis helps. So why is no chazis? A raya belongs to both. Why is no chazis? A raya belongs to both. But bechutzer v'dafne, that chazis doesn't help. So what do you tell me? I have a raya that it belongs to both from the fact that what? That is no chazis. Chazis doesn't help, so they didn't have a eitzah. So how you know that it belongs to both? What? It falls off on the shoes. Chad minayu is a muzik. Can't be moitzi misafek. Lefi Rashi. When the Gemara asked the kasha lo yase loy leze ve loy leze, not the Gemara meant to be achloiku misafek, because it's not for lirshus chad minayu, he'll be a tofus lefi Rashi. The reason the Gemara asked the kasha lo yase loy leze ve loy leze, even though we're full lirshus chad minayu, the chazis will win, zok Rashi, shari simon, chabarai that belongs to both, because if it belonged to the guy that claimed that it's his, that it's not for lirshus, why you didn't make a chazis? A rai, it's not yours, it's not yours, it's not yours, it belongs to both. I have a raya, why you didn't do a chazis? So the Gemara is not asking a kasha of Yachloiku Misofik. If it tastes, the Gemara will ask a kasha of Yachloiku Misofik. We'll see in a second. But if Rashi says, Klovari Simon Shishneim Asuruo, the fact that there's no chazis is a raya that belongs to both, does the Gemara's kasha, Mele Firza is the Ktsaris, this is good in a Biko, this is good in a Gino. But Beutza Vedafne, that chazis doesn't help. But it says, no Taina, why you didn't make a chazis? But why didn't make a chazis? Chazis doesn't help. So it's not right that it's not mine. So if it will not fall irshusi, I'll be zoichem midin tfisa. It will fall irshusi, I'll be zoichem mitzad tfisa. I'll become a muchzik. If it falls irshusi, I'll become a muchzik. If it falls irshusi, I'll be a muchzik. So b'meile, Zogt Rashi, when two people make it in Hutzah V'Dafna, they have to write a shtar that belongs to both. Because if not, we don't have a tiny on you why you didn't make a chazis to be a raya that it belongs to both. Because chazis doesn't help. Zogt the Chasam Sofer, and don't tiny like Moshi, why is a tiny on you why you don't have a shtar? The answer is, you say, I had a shtar, it just got lost. The answer, I had a shtar, it got lost. Well, that's mine. I had a shtar, it got lost. The bottom of the ktsoi, so I started bringing it down to the Nachlas David. I saw today in the morning. If you see that go in the bottom, they bring it down to the Nachlas David. So I say so the ktsoi. We'll see about the ktsoi once in Mechadish Mur Chidushim al Fidesh Tikul Teire. But the raya lefi Rashi is why is no chazis? For mele, lefi Rashi, the chaluk is betiras vadai. Why is no chazis belongs to both? Does it ignore his kasha? Mele zog Rashi, the answer to Rashash. But behutza that chazis doesn't help is no taine. So mele, lu yitzir before the shus chad minayu, you'll be a tofus, you'll be a murzik. Mele, you have to write a shtar for both. And you can't write a taine, why is no shtar? Like the Nachlas David. And the Chasim Sefer Taina, because the fact there is no shtar nishken raya, other rabba, I say I had a shtar and got lost. Lama zan digmore weiter. Aval im osu midah shneyem. So steht in the Mishne, that bebiko, that you do together, you do, both of them do a chosis. Frek digmore akashe. Omar li rov mi parzik le rav Ashi lo yase lo ileze ve lo ileze. Why bebiko? Both have to make a chazis. Lo yase lo ileze ve lo ileze. Why in biko the aloch is that when they build together, both have to make a chazis. Lo yase lo ileze ve lo ileze. And b'meile will be achloiku. Rashi says pshat. Chazis lo ileze ve lo ileze, v'ari siman shelo yaso ha'echot b'sheloi. She'ilu aso, yoyse chazis mibachutz. Yachloi kobi b'teras vaday. Chobarai that belongs to both. Because if not, why you didn't make a chazis? Tesis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph explained the Gemara's kasha, misofek. Layasa loyla zeva loyla ze, and misafik will be achloiko al smam and amudal besafik choilkim. And misafik will be achloiko al smam and amudal besafik choilkim. Rab Kivei Eiger by us in the Maharsho and Daf Beis explained very gishmak the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Pshata Gemore lo yase chozis lo ilaze ve lo ilaze lo yase lo ilaze ve lo ilaze zok de Rab Kivei Eiger ulaze zok de Maharsho Rashi in Pshat lo yase lo ilaze ve lo ilaze and the fact that it's no chozit to be a raya that belongs to both. Taisa says no, at the moment I'm not on the Safek Cholkin. Zog the Rabbi Eiger, and as they zog the Maharsho, that Rashi and Taisa le Shitoso. Again, they build a wall and a beacon. And if they build together, the Mishnah says both do a chazis. Frank the Gemore, let both of them not to do a chazis. Fashtenish. If both will not do a chazis, and it will fall in Shus Chad Minayu, it will be a tofus. This is what the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, Pshite. The Gemara says, why you need Lefichoch? Leitzricha ben Nofal in Shus Chad Minayu. And if that goes, the Chazis of the Seife. So you need the Chazis, just in case it falls in Shus Chad Minayu, that he can't claim that the wall is his. So what the Gemara is asking a kasha? Don't do a chazis. Versteht nicht. I'm doing a chazis that just in case it falls down to one of them, he will not run off with it. He'll be a tofus. He will say, I'm yitzi mechaveiro, yo levaraya. Rashi learns in Amud Aleph, what happens if the wall falls on Shus Chad Minayu? Lefi Rashi becomes a tofus. Only Lefichoch takes it out. But without Lefichoch, I'm yitzi mechaveiro levaraya. So what is more? It's kashis lo yase lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. What do you mean lo yase lo ilaze ve lo ilaze? If I will not make a chazis lo ilaze ve lo ilaze, if I will not make a chazis lo ilaze ve lo ilaze, what will happen? For full down the shus chad minayu, no. For full down the shus chad minayu, what will happen? That person will be zeicha. But lefi Rashi, if it falls down the shus chad minayu, we learned in Amud Aleph. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara only has the pshita if it's in the middle. But if one of them is toif, Rashi owes tfisa helps. What, again, to learn Amud Aleph. Rashi in Amud Aleph said klo that if it falls down the shus chad minayu, he's a tofus. But the Gemara asks, why not? He's a moitzim chadol avarayim. Rashi says in Amud Aleph, if it falls down the shus chad minayu, he's a tofus. He's a muchzik. And when the Gemara asks Pshite, it's only if it falls on Shus Tarvayu. No, only if it falls on Shus Tarvayu. If it doesn't fall on Shus Tarvayu, Lefi Rashi is a tofus. Yeah? Val is a tofus, Lefi Rashi. If it doesn't fall down on Shus Tarvayu, so what does the Gemara ask the Kashi? Don't do a chosis loy leze ve loy leze. What do you mean? If it falls down on Shus Tachad Minayu, that guy will become a tofus. That guy will become a tofus. The answer is Dr. Rashi, but the Gemara man, that will be a raya from the fact that is no chazis is a raya that it doesn't belong to the guy that it fell in Shusoi. So the e chazis is a raya that belongs to both. The e chazis is a raya that belongs to both. So while the e chazis is a raya that belongs to both, so even if it falls the Shus Chad, even if it falls down the Shus Chad Minayu. Even if it was not a minayu, afilu ochi, he will not get it. So man, doesn't the Gemara's kasha lefi Rashi. So Rashi has to explain pshat in lo yase, lo ilaze, lo ilaze, that is a raya from the fact that there's no chazis, that both of them build it. Iyas, iyas, a chazis is a positive raya that belongs to both. The Melech frag the Gemara, I don't need a chazis, and iyas, iyas, chazis will be achloiku, even if it was not a shuzchad minayu. Mashein ken Taisus learns, yes, yes, chozis is nishken raya. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Frag the Gemara, aber even without a chozis, will be achloiku. And even if nofal shus chad minayu, zog Taisus in Beis Amud Aleph, will be achloiku even without lefichoch, al tzma men amut al besofek cholkin. Ksidot rod im amayne. Taisus learns that every wall in between two people, even if you don't know that they build it together, is achloiku even if it's nofal shus chad minayu. So bemeile the Gemara as a kashis, I don't need a chazis. Will be achloiku even ben nofal shus chad minayu. So again, lefi Rashi ben nofal shus chad minayu is no achloiku. So what is the Gemara's kashe? Don't do a chazis. What if it's nofal shus chad minayu? So Rashi has to learn pshat that the Gemara's kashe is over the ESCS chazis will be a raya. Mashen ke teses learns that even if lovel shul schad min ayru biyachloiku, b'meir teses could learn that the gemara is kasha ista. Even without a chazis, misafik biyachloiku, even lovel shul schad min ayru. Zok de marsha, and don't tell me that you need a chazis for a case of shul birshus loyarbe. So dear bitzad, moment amutu b'safik cholkim, he will get it. And al tzchozis he will not get it b'shol b'shus o'yarbe. Zog de marsha, first you don't make a takone for shol b'shus o'yarbe. If you're nervous, don't leave it by the person, shol harbe. You make a takone just in case the wall will fall down. But you don't make a takone for shol b'shus o'yarbe. You don't have to make a takone for shol b'shus o'yarbe. But the marsha lets us two more from that. For shol b'shul seharba, you even didn't gain by doing chazis. Because the guy could get up b'shul b'shul seharba and tiny lekuach. The chazis doesn't say so the lekuach. The chazis only helps if he tainis bonisi b'migu de lekuach. If he tainis bonisi b'migu de lekuach. But if he's not tainis bonisi b'migu de lekuach, he tainis lekuach. Val is tainis lekuach, aval yo b'nemon. So b'meile, the chazis doesn't help. The chazis doesn't help. So the middle of Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara is again. So nochem, the Gemara is asking a kasha, don't do a chazis. Manage without a chazis. Manage without a chazis. Aye, maybe it will fall a shus chad minayu. Lefi Rashi, the Teretz says, yes, chazis will be a positive raya. Bashenke, lefi Teis says, yes, chazis is not a positive raya. But even so, the Gemara asks a kasha, don't do a chazis, because Teis the Shito said that even if it's not a shus chad minayu, Mamon Amuta besafek cholkim, afilu on lefichoch. Aye, bishu shol bishu seab, but that's the marsha in the base, you don't need a chazis, because first, don't leave it so long, and second of all, if the guy is a galav, you could tiny lekuach anyway. So you're not covering nothing by the fact that you're doing a chazis. Dosi the gemara. Dosi the gemara. And for the gemara, lo itzricha de kodim chad minayu v'ovad idei. Ein echanami, be'etzem would be good not to do a chazis. Lo itzricha de kodim chad minayu v'ovad idei. One of them did a chazis. V'ilayovit chavrei omar didiu. Now, there's two ways how to learn this Gemara. It's very interesting. There's big vikuchim how to do it. We'll do it. I'm saying in this derech. I know nish ala maskim. The pashtus, I think, this is the pashtus. Rashi learns that the Ovid Chad means happened to be a case that one of them managed to make a chazis. They're building it together, and one of them made a chazis. So now the other guy, if he doesn't add a chazis, he'll be a loser. So we tell him to do it. If no one did a chazis, everything stays. So he asked me a kasha, why when two people do together, you have to do a chazis? The answer is, be'etzem, you don't have to do a chazis. But it happened to be that one of them did a chazis, and Vali did a chazis, so now, if you don't do a chazis, you will lose. So the Mishnah gives you a etzah to do a chazis. The Mishnah gives you a etzah to do a chazis. Rabbi Yehin and Muki Yosef and all of the Rishonim are goyres different than the Gemara. The new Gemara, they have it in the bottom here, you see, in the Agoyes. Ois Gimel. Lo yitzriche gil mekodim chad minayu ve'ovid. Not that he did. But if both of them will not do it, maybe one of them will get up and do. I don't know exactly when he will do it. Beshas the building or later. Later is Lifufa made a yediya. Not so sure when is the chash that the other person exactly will do it. Later, or maybe b'shas the building, you will not realize he will do it. Aber mikol makoyim is dilme. What is the difference? Lefi the girsa that we have in Rashi and Dibor HaMaschil, lo yitzriche, ve'ovid didei, ve'ovid, not dilme, ve'ovid didei, osa chosis mibachutz, one of them did. So lefi Rashi it's mashma, in the case that one of them did, then you have to have that other guy will also do. But if not, ain't a chanami, better not to. So when two people do together lefi Rashi, you don't have to do a chazis. If one of them did, then it's kedai to do a chazis. And as there is mashma and Rashi twice in the sugya, and amud aleph in dibur hamaschil hashtonami, well, it's in our sugya, that if two people build together, they could just not do a chazis and everything would be alright. מה שהאנגל לפי הראשונים, the Gemara says, דילמה, Chazal said, don't do without a chazis, because maybe one of them will get up. Maybe one of them will get up and he will do. So don't trust your friend. Das ist tut's dann mit der Rishonim. Tut's dann mit der Rishonim. Oder it's a dilme. Oder it's if it happened. If it's an afkemine in between the Rishonim la halacha le maisa or not, ich weiß nicht. If it's an afkemine la halacha with the Rishonim or not, ich weiß nicht. The Ktsoisachoyshen and Kuf Nun Chesif Kotin Gimel takes these Rishonim to one more step. And he says, a givaldik azach. The tour, in the beginning of the Sif, Kot Megimel, he brings down a tour. The tour says, la'aloche, if a people build a wall and a biko, and they didn't do a chazis, and the wall fell, lirshus chad minayu. What is la'aloche? I'm asking you, lemaise. Two people build a wall, bebiko, and they didn't do a chazis. Lo'y leze ve'lo'y leze. And now it fell Rishus Chad Minayu. Abba, what is the halacha? They built a wall in the Bika, no one did a chazis, and now it fell Rishus Chad Minayu. The person that it fell Rishusoy could claim that it's his or not? Lat. No, Chabot. It's a Gemara lo yase lo ileze ve lo ileze. And the Gemara state that when you don't do a chazis and it falls Rishus Chad Minayu, he doesn't get it. This is a Gemara, Dovi, laat, laat. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Lo yase, lo ileze, ve lo ileze. And even if it falls, the Shus Chad Minayu, he doesn't get it. This was the Gemara, Klori Gemara. Lo yase, lo ileze, ve lo ileze. And even if it falls, the Shus Chad Minayu, he doesn't get it. Now, la aloche. A person built a wall in a biko, and it fell, the Shus Chad Minayu. Zog the tour, lefi Rashi, avad yachloiku. Rashi said, simen that both of them didn't build it together, because there's no chazis, like the Gemara asked the Kashe, zog the tour b'shem Rashi, yachloiku. Aval Rabbeinu Yoine Kosav, that the Muchze gets it. Frank the Taz, the Bach, the Bis Yosef, why? The Gemara said, lo yase lo ileze ve lo ileze, and will be yachloiku. And we explain, lefi Rashi is a raya from the fact that there's no chazis, lefi Teis is atzmom and amuta besofek, but it's a often a Gemara that when there's no chazis, the aloha is yachloiku, right? It's a often a Gemara. When there's no chazis, it's yachloiku. Why? Other a raya, other the Teis. How the tour la aloha, this is what the Ktsais, if you look in Kotn Gimel, Mamish in the beginning, he brings down the tour, Kosav Atur. Rashi Piresh, the word in Masor Shtem, and also Shumechot Simen, Shubcheska Shneim, a few people of Shusechot, Abel Rabbi Yene Kosav, him Elechot, Shusimon, Vehipol, Hare Hoy Shaloi, Vekosav, Besyeis, and Mashikosav, Abenu, Piresh Rashi, Loy Motsosishen. Misvore the Rashi Svirle, who had been a lawyer, so him can, was the Gemara's cash? I was Rabbi Yene will answer, and the Gemara is Lav Dafke. Schwachet Herz. The Gemara could have answered that you need chazis, just in case it falls on Shus Chad Minayu. So it's a doichak dik pshat. Zog dik tzois, half lev of fele. Rashi is right. Val is no chazis. It's a raya that belongs to both. So even if it's not falling on Shus Chad Minayu, the aloch is yachloiku. The tour is right, b'shem Rashi. Rashi is emes la'amito. So what is the Rabbi Niyene? What is the Rabbi Niyene? From where came the Rabbi Niyene? The Rabbi Niyene says that if it falls the Shus Chad Minayu, Zog the Tzois, Rabbi Niyene learns that the Girsen, the Gemara is Dilme. The Gemara asked the Kashe, don't do a Chazis, and now we know that belongs to both. But the Gemara answered, if you don't do a Chazis, maybe tomorrow morning the other guy will wake up. So b'meile what? So it's very not smart not to do a Chazis, right? So when you come up now, and you tie it to us, it's no chazis, it's a riot that we build it together. Why? You see, no one did a chazis. When two people build together, they do a chazis. They don't not do a chazis, because they're scared that the other guy will do it. So as a kasha, both of you, why was no chazis here? Not because you knew that if there's no chazis, it's approved. Because you had to be scared that the other guy will cheat you. You know why you didn't do a chazis? You trust each other, the best friends in the world. So it's no raya. If you're not best friends in the world, you will do a chazis. You will not trust on the fact that we will have a proof from the fact that there's no chazis. So why you didn't do a chazis? I'll tell you different reasons. Because you trust them, because you made a shtar. The shtar got lost. It was different reasons why you didn't make a chazis. So don't tell me you have a raya. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara never switched Dilma. The Gemara never said it is a taina that people don't trust the matzav of Ichazis. Fact to be that someone made a chazis, so then kidai to you to do also chazis. So that's Rashi Rabin Yehuda mamish leshitosam. It's mamish Rashi Rabin Yehuda shitosam. This is beetzem. I'm saying kimat. It says a little bit different. I'm just saying it al darkeinu mu mechudet. But mikol mekoyim dasi deteir. Lefi Rashi, yesoida yesoides in the sugya is that beetsam when a wolf falls l'shus chad minayu is a muchzik. So when the Gemara asks the kasha lo yase, the Gemara meint al tzaraya. What is the raya? Why is no chazis? First k'tzois answer the Rashash kasha. B'meile, behutza v'dafne that chazis cannot help. There's no raya from the fact that there's no chazis. So b'meile will not be achloiku. B'meile you'll be tofus. B'meile Rashi says you have to write a shtar. Le maskone ober bebiko that chazis helps. If it's no chazis and no farshus chad minayu, so the tur b'shem Rashi, the halacha would be yachloiku. Mashein ken Rabbi Yehuda that is goyres in the Gemara Dilma. The Gemara time is that when you ask me a kasha, don't do a chazis. And for the Gemara, no, I have to do a chazis. Why? Because maybe Dilma, maybe the other person will forget. The other person will do a chazis. Value choishes, maybe the other person will do a chazis. So b'meila value choishes, b'meila don't leave it without a chazis. So when you come and say, I have a raya, it's ours. Because he didn't do, I didn't do. Why? Vice versa, we did it together. If you would do it together, you would not leave it like that. Because you'd be nervous, Dilma. Chazal told you, Dilma, don't trust him. Aslam is a trust here. I feel not comfortable to make a chazis. You have to understand, a lot of people don't do a chazis. It's not balabatish, you know, alam olizmos. I build a wall with my friend and I trust him for a million of zachim. I'm starting to make a chazis. He's asking, what is it? When the wall will fall and we'll fight on five shekel and the stones. The guy says, this is the matzav, I don't want to know you anymore. I'm asking him. Not worth it for me. So again, if you're timing, the ichazis, this beetsam davona in tesis. Ichazis nishkan raya. What different reasons why we didn't do a chazis? Rashi learns, it's your raya. It's your raya. Why you didn't do chazis? Go a starke raya. It's only go a starke raya when it's taki a starke raya. But when the Gemara shlugs in lefira bin yene, Dilme, it's a tiny here. Why are you not nervous? The Torah says, you're still not nervous. So the guy says, yes, yes, chazis, it's nishkan raya. Man, it doesn't manage gishmak. The Bishyaisa says, Loi Motzonu, how the Tur brings down Bishem Rabin Yehine, such a chidush. And Bishem Rashi, a chidush vakert, nishtokin Rashi, nishtokin Rabin Yehine. The Tur brings down Kosov Rabin Yehine and Rashi. Well, we learn the Sugi good, this is Mamish Rabin Yehine and Rashi, and our Sugi, lo me mamshich the Gemore.
Bigger race on the Mukhsev, why don't you make your chazi good to yourself?
What? No, it was a star.
Where is a star?
Sorry, I lost it. That's it. I've them as the answer. So I'm saying, the ichazis is nishkin raya. Menachanami, so the muchzik gets it. Zog the Gemara. Now, Stamen, this line of Gemara, before we go into the longness of the Gemara, now to read the Hemshech Gemara, I'm saying, stuck in Afkamin a little bit. Look at the Gemara's kasha. V'tone takante l'ramai k'mash malon. How you read this Gemara? V'tone takante l'ramai k'mash malon. Lefi Rashi, I read the Gemara with mamish, with Gershaim. V'tone takante l'ramai. Well, the Tan is talking about a guy that built a wall and the other guy mamish. Because the Tan is talking about a case, there was a whole Ramos here. I built a wall and the other guy jumped inside and built a wall, so I have to ride away at. Tan reta fazem mot nezach. And Lefi Rabbi Yehine is that. V'tone takante l'ramai. Well, the Tan is giving us eitzes. What to do just in case the other guy will be merame, so the Tan is giving us a eitze? Say, komash, omar lei vereshe laf takante l'ramayu. So Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is very geschmack. The Reish is also Eitzes for Ramoim. But Lefi Rashi, the Reish, the guy didn't cheat. Stop, the Tana tells you, if you build a wall, make a chazis. The Ramoes is the safer. Lefi Rashi is a much higher level of Ramoes. This is the reason some people tine that Rashi also learns like Rabbi Yehuda. They have a quarter of a diuk in Rashi. Look in Rashi. V'tone takante l'ramai bitmiye v'chimipnei dagas Ramoim. Dagas mashma, maybe it will happen. not it happened. Daigas Ramoim. Maybe it will happen. A quarter of a diuk. Nishkin Stark a diuk. A quarter of a diuk. Maybe a half. Nishkin Stark. I think the two Klor, Loshon Rashi. Amale Bishle Mereshe Tone Dinum Shom Dine Tone Takante. Ela Seifer Dine Doni Ktoni de Ktoni Takante. Omar Avine Oche Behutze Askinen. להפוק עם הדעה בית, אומר, הוא צלס את הקון האלו בשטורי, כמש מלון דה בחוזי סגי. כמש מלון דה בחוזי סגי. So what is the answer of the Gemara? So one third says, yeah, the Tani writes את הקון, אומר, אבי נאוכל, בהוא צה הסכינן להפוק עם הדעה בית, אומר, הוא צלס את הקון האלו בשטורי, כמש מלון דה בחוזי סגי. So what do you mean? הוכה בהוצה הסכינן, להפוק עם ידעה ביה, דאום ערוצה לסלת הקנת אלו בשטורי. זאת רבני הנה, if you learn that, Abaye didn't say that it doesn't help. Abaye didn't say that it doesn't help. Abaye just said, if you're smart, do a shtar. So how are you telling me now? The Tana is talking about Hutze, and the Tana said that you could do Chozis, להפוק עם Abaye. Abaye didn't say that Chozis doesn't help. He just gave you a Eitzah Toivo to do a shtar. So what is Lafuke Me'abaye? What is Lafuke Me'abaye? What is Lafuke Me'abaye? It's not Lafuke Me'abaye? What is Lafuke Me'abaye? Abaye didn't say that Hutzah doesn't help. Zog Rabbi Niyene Mikan Muchach, like what I said. Mikan Muchach. That Lefi Abaye and Hutzah, Chozis doesn't help. But Mele, the Gemara says, La'afukim in the Abaye. That Chozi doesn't help in Chotzo. And Hutzah v'dafne. State in Mishnah that it helps. So La'afukim in the Abaye. See, Mamesh La'afukim in the Abaye. See, Zerik Yishmak. See, La'afukim in the Abaye. But if you look like the Raiva, that Abaye is masking that it helps. He just gave a Eitzah Toivo. What is La'afukim in the Abaye? Azei Frank Rabbi Niyene. Zogt Reb Shmuel, the Raiva will learn Pshat. Lafukim with Abaye. Abaye said that shtar is the best thing because people could peel it off. So why the Tana tells you to do the Hutzah v'dafne? The Tana doesn't want to tell you to do the best thing in the world. The Tana says Lafukim with Abaye that shtar doesn't help because you have to have Dasa Mischayev. So the Tana doesn't have an Eitzah v'shtar. So Mamele, he has to give you an Eitzah v'chozis. He has to give you an Eitzah v'chozis. Does the Gemara. Now, it's two more halakim though. It's two more halakim though in the Gemara. Two more halakim though in the Gemara that we have to go around tif in the sugya. We'll start. Everything be'etzem is glat in the Gemara. It's two kashas. One kash is. Maybe we'll start with the second kasha. Frag the rimigash aizene kasha. Frag the rimigash. He learns like Rabbi Niyene, like Nemuki Yosef, Dilme. Frag the rimigash aizene kasha. Why in a chotzer we don't do chozis? So don't lefichoch. Im nofa la koisel amokim vaavonim shashneim. Right? שוטים שרוצו לעשות מחיצה בחוצה, בואי נמס הקויסה באמצע, לפי הולכים נוף על הקויסה, למוקים והאבונים של שניים. בביקו, if they built together, they have to do a חוזיס. אבל in חוצה, you don't have to do a חוזיס. So בחוצה, you built together, you don't have to do a חוזיס, and if the wall falls down, you do יחלויק. פרק דרים יגעש. Why in a chotzer when you build together you don't do a chozis? You're right, that is a lefichoch. Aber dilme, the other guy will get up and he will make a chozis and then he will claim that it's his. Why the Tana tells me in chotzer that to make a chozis and lefichochim nofel hakoyisel amokim ve'avonim shel shneihem? Only in biko. Again, we take the gemara. It's mamash klor ezach. What's it in the gemara? You build together in biko, don't do a chozis. And also I will know that it's both. What is the answer? What is the answer? The answer is, oh, but maybe the other guy will do a chazis and he will pull you out. So so don't trust the matzav. Again, the Gemara asked the Kasha, trust the matzav, don't do a chazis, or be achloiku. Rashi, Deisus. So the Gemara, maybe my guy, the other guy, will cheat. So misafik, don't wait that the other guy will cheat. Make a double chazis. Nu bechotzer, shtei the mishne lefichoch yachloiku. You write lefichoch yachloiku. But maybe the other guy will cheat. So why I'm not mechuyev to put a chazis? Why the Tana doesn't tell me, do a double chazis, just in case the other guy cheats? A poshta shayla. And because the Gemara said be'etzem, I could manage without a chazis. Le'yase lo'y leze ve'lo'y leze. Zog the Gemara, deal me, if you will leave it like that, the other guy will cheat you. No. So why bechotzer ain't chenami lefichoch? I know that they built together. Why the Tana is not trying to help Klal Yisrael and tell them do a chazis on both sides? Dilma, the other guy, will do a chazis and he will claim that it's his. A posh to shayla. So some rishonim say that the ikich shash that cheating will happen, it's in a bikkur that people are not around. Chotzer, the whole family is not. The guy will start to do a chazis, everyone will run over, stop him. I said, as a rishonim. If that's the teretz, before you can the kasha. Vayis the rimigash didn't learn that's the teretz. That's a balabatish. A balabatish, we don't argue, yeah? It says in Gino, in Biko, the guy will cheat. You know, no one is there. His workers will be there. Chotzer, it's in front of my house. The guy will do a chazis. I'll take a stick, I'll stop him. It will never happen. I think I saw in Rishonim Azachar Teretz. Efshar b'teich ha'dvorim afilu in Ramban. But the Rimigash doesn't want to answer this. Some Rishonim answer that Chazis doesn't help in Chotzer. Chazal will never attack in Chazis and Chotzer. So man, there's no chashash that the guy will do a Chazis. Only in Biko v'Gino they'll attack in Chazis. And Chotzer they will never attack in Chazis. Chazis is a takon of the Rabbanon. It's not a real thing. It's a takon of the Rabbanon. Chazal made up such a raya. They were never metaken in Chotzer. So okay, as they talk, the Rosh b'shem the Rimigash. So it's also not a kasha. Oh, but if we don't say the teretz of the Balabatishkeit, and we don't say the teretz of the Rosh, so we have a kasha. And because the Gemara says, be'etzem you would manage without a chazis. Why you have to do a chazis? Dilme. Let's hear the Gilsa of Dilme. But maybe what will happen just in case? So b'meila, I have to be protected. No, so why b'chotzer the Tanis soimich and the Lefichoch? Maybe the other guy will do a chazis. Zog the Rimigash, the way we have today the Rimigash by us. Zog the Rimigash. You know why? Even if he will do a chazis, he will not get it. The Lefichoch wins the chazis. While we know that they built together, Anan Sadi, that they built together, the Anan Sadi will win the chazis. Chazis against Lefichoch, Lefichoch wins. That's in the Teretz of the Rimigash. Chazis against Lefichoch, the Lefichoch wins. Frag the world three eyes in the kashas and the Rimigash. I want you to say the answer. The first kash is, the Rimigash was the one that said that Lefichoch is garnished. If you remember the way we learned the Sugi in Amud Aleph, the Rimigash learned that the Lefichoch is garnished. It's not even an Antzadi. It's not even an Antzadi. The Rimigash learned that the Havamin of the Gemara, even Benofel Rishus Lechad Minayu, the Lefichoch will not win. So the Rimigash is the one that learned that the Lefichoch is Nishkan and Antzadi. How the Lefichoch could win Chazis? It's one Kasha. Kleine Kasha. Frank developed the Zweite Kasha. And this is the eyes in the Kasha. The Lefichoch, Lefi the Rimigash, cannot be Moitzi Momen. The Lefichoch cannot be Moitzi Momen. V'oraya, the Rimigash learns, v'oshtet in Lefichoch, that if the wall falls, v'shus chad minayu, v'shutfim lekabdi ha'adodi, the tfisa doesn't help. But without shutfim lekabdi ha'adodi, the Lefichoch is not Moitzi Momen. As they say, the Rimigash. If you will become a tofus, the Lefichoch will not be Moitzi Momen. Chozis is Moitzi Momen. Stayed in Biko, that if it falls on Shus Chad Minayu, the Chazis gives it to him, right? So Chazis is Moitzi Momen. Lefichoch is not Moitzi Momen. Chazis is Moitzi Momen. And Biko, you build a wall, it falls on Shus Chad Minayu, the other guy has the Chazis, he gets it. Lefichoch stayed in Rimigash in the Mishneh, is not Moitzi Momen. Chazis is Moitzi Momen. So who is stronger? Chazis or Lefichoch? Chazis. So how do Lefichoch wins Chazis? And the third kasha frag the welt. The halacha the ktzeis brings down in tof in kuf nun chesiv kotten gimel the last couple lines. Migu against Chazis, Migu wins. Migu lehaitzi leamrinen. Chazis lehaitzi amrinen. Chazis is maitzi mamen. Migu is not maitzi mamen. So how Migu wins Chazis? So here's the kasha. Here's the kasha. So again, we have a kasha. The Ribi Gash asked the kasha, Chotzer, build the Chazis. Build the Chazis. Maybe the other guy will do it. He says, I'm not worried. Even if he will do it, the Lefichach will win the Chazis. Mashma Lefichach is starker from Chazis. The Ribi Gash learns the Lefichach is not Anan Tzadi. The Ribi Gash learns the Lefichach is not Moitzi Momen. Chazis is Moitzi Momen. Chazis is Moitzi Momen, Migu is not Moitzi Momen, and Migu wins the Chazis. How he could say, so the Iker the Shaila is how the Ribi Gash could say that the Lefichach will win the Chazis when we know Lefichach is not Moitzi Momen and Chazis is Moitzi Momen. Dosi the kasha of the sugya. Again, the moda sa sugya is like by Biko, you don't need a chazis, but you need a chazis because the dilme. So frek the rimigash and chotzer also, you will need the chazis for the dilme. So if we say the neighbors know, pseida. If you say you know takonas chazis bechotzer like the rosh, like the brackets of the rimigash, pseida. But the rimigash answers that we're not chayshish that the other guy will do because the lefichach could win the chazis. The kev, the lefichach is starker from the chazis. And here we have the starker kasha. So who is starker Lefichach? So why Lefichach is not Moitzi Momen? Rafi de Rimigash? Only as Shutvim Lekabdi? Chazis is Moitzi Momen? Does it the kasha that we have? Does it the starker kasha that we have? Zog de Welt aposhta teretz. And I'll also prove it to you. Chazis is garnished. Chazis is never Moitzi Momen. So why when the wall falls down and the other guy has a chazis, he gets it? The answer is very poshut. Chazis is not moitzi momen. What are we asking? Lefichach is not moitzi momen. Chazis is moitzi momen. How the lefichach wins the chazis? Chazis is garnish. It's a chazis be'alme, a piece of stone. You know why it's nothing? I'll tell you why it's nothing. Who makes the chazis? The guy that builds the wall. I say it's mine. Shalom aleichem. You know what is the raya? It's yours because you said it's yours. It's the only raya that is yours because you said it's yours. It's the ganze raya. What is the raya of chazis? I build a wall. What is the raya of the chazis? I build a wall. And there's a chazis. The chazis says that it's mine. So we see that it's mine. It's a raya that it's mine. It's a raya that I said that it's mine. It's a raya that I said that it's mine. What? So I know the guy didn't say it here. The answer is like this. You're right. I want to explain. When you see a wall and it says it's mine and no one says different, so it's mine, right? If I go in a briefcase in the street and no one claims that it's his, so it's mine, right? How you know it's mine? No one says that it's not mine. Now I drop my briefcase somewhere. Oh, the guy says I'm a tofus now. Tell him. Till now we knew it belongs to the other guy. You can't hop around. Chazis, it's not a raya. But when the wall is standing, it says that it's his. No one is arguing about it. Right? No one is arguing about it. Now that it falls to just one person, he doesn't become a tofus. He doesn't become a muhzik. How will you become a tofus? How will you become a muhzik? The wall was becheskas, the person that built it and had the chazis. The other person doesn't become a tofus. Not the pshat that chazis is a starke zach lehoitzi. But if when the wall is standing from day one, the Lefichach says Mistomet that he built it together, that Mistomet doesn't let the Chazis to take place. When no one is arguing on the wall, there's no Lefichach when the wall is standing, so the Stomet of the wall is like the Chazis. So if it falls to Shus Chad Minayu, he becomes a Tofus. If it falls to Shus Chad Minayu, he doesn't become a Tofus. That is a Chazis that we know that belongs to both. Then belongs to me, and the one that I built the Chazis. Now the wall falls down to Shus Chad Minayu, that person doesn't become a Tofus. If falls down on Shus Chad Minayim, he doesn't become a Tafus. Not that the Chazi says Le'oitzi. The Chazi doesn't let the other person to become a Muchzik. He doesn't let the other person to become a Tafus. But if it's Lefichoch, when the wall is standing. So when the wall is standing, we assume belongs to both. So the Chazi doesn't take a side. So the Chazi doesn't take a side. While the Chazi doesn't take a side, so the Chazi doesn't start. So, B'meile. B'meile does see the Pshat. Not the pshat that chozis lo yitzi amrina and lefichoch lo yitzi lo yamrina. The koyach of chozis says we see the wall b'chizkosoi. But if we have the suffix of lefichoch that says that it looks like they built together, the chozis can't start. But man, it does like the rimigash. B'chotzer, if a person will do a chozis, that is a lefichoch. We assume that it belongs to both of them. The chozis will not start to say that it belongs to one. I want just to take it to one more step. The Ramban and Daf Beis, this is a Raya Brura. Shmuel, this is a Raya Brura. The Ramban and Daf Beis, as I suffer. Zog the Ramban, Chotzer, the Ramban holds, Chotzer doesn't help a Chazis. Why? Chazal will not metakin b'chotzer, or because the Lefichoch, Chazis doesn't help in a chotzer. Clears the Ramban and all of the Rishonim, what would be if the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames? The wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames. And now you do a chazis. So for the bottom of the wall, the chazis doesn't help. We know Lefichoch belongs to both. Chazal will not metaken in the bottom. But the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames, and you made a Chazis. The Chazis will help to say that the Lemalo Midalad Ames belongs to you or not. Again, Chazis and Chotzer doesn't help, either because they were not metakin like the Rosh says, other like the Rimigash because the Lefichoch is starker. But the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames. If the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames, the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames. So while the wall is Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames, and you put a Chazis now, it will prove that that extra part belongs to you or not. That extra part that Gavoya Lemalo Midalad Ames belongs to you or not. Again, Bechotzer, Chazis doesn't help because it's a Lefichoch. Only because they were not metaken. This is Ad Dalad Ames. Lemalo Midalad Ames. No one has to build a wall Lemalo Midalad Ames. I build a wall 8 Ames. And I put a Chazis. The Chazis could prove that the top part is mine or not. Has they cleared the Rishonim? All of the Rishonim want to say that not. Some Rishonim say, Ein Chazis Lechatzi Koisel. The Ramban says, you know why it will not help? Zog the Ramban, I'll tell you why it doesn't help. The reason it doesn't help, Zog the Ramban, because the bottom of the wall belongs to both. The bottom of the wall belongs to both. So the top of the wall is on top of the bottom of the wall. So he's the muchzik in the wall. So both of the muchzakim in the wall. How chazis will help against a muchzik? As I Zog the Ramban. Again, so the Rishonim had a shaila, if you have a wall in Malo Midalad Ames, and you have a Chazis, and you want the Chazis to help to the part that is Lemalo Midalad Ames. So some Rishonim hold it doesn't help. Ein Chazis Lechatzi Koisel. The Ramban says no. The reason it doesn't help, because the bottom of the wall belongs to both. So I'm a Muchzik. Because it's 50-50 in the bottom. So how his chazis will help? Lehoitzi min ha-muchzik. V'im toima, lemalo me'arba ames, hari ein koifim zeh etzeh livnois. U'mipnei ma'ata ma'aminoi shekulo sheloi, zu eino shaylo. Shekeivon she'amokoim ve'akoysel adches yishol shneyem, nimtzo alo moitzi mishus chaveiroi dover ha-muchzik loi. Now listen to the words of the Ramban. Ve'lo isagi lei elo berayo gmuro ve'loi bechazis. Zog the Ramban, he will not get the extra tap because he's a muchzik. The bottom belongs to both. To be moist, so the bottom belongs to both. So both of them are holding onto the top. He wants to be moitzi the half an der Tabu der Chosis, ein Leutzi Momen Ella Bereio Bruro. Frag der Welt, Kush Yoatzumo. So steht in der Ramban, that Chosis is not a Reio Bruro, and it can't be Moitzi Momen, right? So why when the Sefer, when you build a wall, and it falls L'Rshus Chad Minayu, if you have a Chosis, you get it? Ein Leutzi Momen Ella Bereio Bruro. Again, when the wall is lemalo midale damis, the Ramban declares that the chosid will help to the top part. Zog the Ramban, while the bottom is 50-50, so we have muchzik in the top. How chosid will say that belongs to one leoitzim in a muchzik? Verstehen? I hear. Now, in a sefer, in a biko, you made a chosid, and the wall falls the shoes chad minayu. Who gets it? The one that has the chosid. How is moitzi? How is Chosis as Moitzi from the other person? So, it's different ways to answer it, maybe. Muchzik, Tofus, Abelefi, what we're saying, it's Miyushev. In a normal wall that you have a Chosis and a Bika, so before the wall falls down, the Chosis says it belongs to both. Now it falls to the Shus Chad Minayu, the other person doesn't become a Tofus. Mashengen, Belemala, Midalad Ames, the bottom of the wall belongs to both. So they're already now muchzik in the top of the wall. Again, the Ramban was talking on a wall that is gevoya lemalo midal adamis. And the Ramban wanted that the chosis will prove that the top belongs to the bala chosis. So the Ramban, you can't say that the top will prove because he's a muchzik because he has a half in the bottom. Chosis cannot be moitzi momen. It's not a raya bruro. Chosis cannot be moitzi momen. So why must we not follow shus chad minayu? Chosis could be moitzi momen. How chosis could be moitzi momen? Benof alu shus chad minayu. So maybe you can mechalek, muchzokus, tfise, it's a bazunda. Oh, but if you were saying the kash is not a kash, and biko when I have a chosis, I see the wall belongs to both. When I see the wall belongs to both, even if it falls later alu shus chad minayu, or if he has a chosis, I see it belongs to him. So when it falls, it doesn't become a tofus. Masha'enkin belemalam in Daladamis, when the wall was standing already, he was a muhzik. The chazi can't say that belongs to one person. Avadim ikim ma'ayin of them. I'm saying it's a lot of mu'ashlomis. But tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we just have to go vayitah.